28, Carlos.
Luck of the gods. Oh, yeah, Gary. Yeah.
Oh, it was funny.
Well, that was a pretty good professional job, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
As I say, just the luck of the gods and how.
Sure. Did you have very many more? Did you scrounge a lot of other things, or was that...
Hmm?
I guess that was about the biggest thing.
Well, that was the biggest haul, in a way. But, you know, it was very funny the way things work in the Army. Awfully funny. Now, I don't know whether I better mention any names in connection with... Well, he's gone now, and nobody could say anything about it. At any rate, the Jap colonel, he was then Colonel Matthews. He was G2 of division, looked after training, and he was, in a sense, my boss at division. So he came along to me one day, and he said to me, the general wants you to train all your men in Lewis gunning. I said, good gosh, sir. I said, I got about 2,400 men. I said, I've got two Lewis guns, both drill-purpose guns. And he didn't listen to that at all. He just said, well, the general wants you to train all your men in Lewis gunning. So, I mean, you just said, very good, sir, and you didn't disobey your general's orders, you see. Well, the way in which you could scrounge Lewis guns would be to, first of all, scrounge some kind of transportation, and that was quite a job. But I got a little 750-pound lorry on two or three occasions. You know, go up to the line to where there was a dump, and you generally swing your rank there, and the poor devil that was in charge of the dump, and put these, he wouldn't have to account for them anyway, you see, but put three or four or five or six or eight or ten Lewis guns in this truck, you see. They'd be all damaged to some extent, but you could get new parts for the damaged ones. I mean, that was a routine in ordnance. So I'd put them there and bring them back, and at any rate, I'd been going ahead and getting enough Lewis guns so I could train my gang properly, and, oh, I'd had them maybe 2 weeks or something like that, maybe a little longer, and I got a message from Corps one day saying, wanting to know how many Lewis guns I had. Well, there was a GRO came out authorizing 12 Lewis guns for a Corps camp. Well, with the Canadian Corps camp, there were 6 units in it, which meant that if I waited until Corps drew those guns, I'd get 2, and that was mighty little good to me. But at any rate, I got a hold of my quartermaster, and I told him, I said, now go down and draw those 12 guns under this authority. And he said, but this is for a Corps camp. I said, I didn't ask you that. I said, I'd go down and draw them under that authority, you see. So we got the 12 Lewis guns under that and brought them up to the wing, and that made 14 we had. So when I got this message from Corps wanting to know exactly how many Lewis guns I had, I replied and said that I had 14, 12 under GRO so-and-so, and being sure to give the wrong GRO number, and 2 that were loaned to me by one by the 5th and one by the 7th Battalion. Well, that wire hadn't gotten to division or to corps, it seemed to me, when back came another one, a good deal more peremptory, and we want to know exactly how many Lewis guns you had. So I said, oh, there's something behind this. I don't know what it is. So I sent a letter up, which would take a couple of days to get up. Well, that letter seemed to be hardly got there when the next wire came back from them. Now, no fooling. The gist of it was, now, no fooling. We want to know exactly how many Lewis guns you have. Well, this is another case of where Lady Luck plays with you. Who should come along to inspect the wing that day but General McDonnell? And he said, now, I don't want... Just show me what you want me to see, Cooper. And I said, well, you'll see everything anyway, sir. He had talk about a hawk's eyes, but his were better. He'd see everything.
You had met this man before.
Who, General McDonnell? Oh, yes, he was our divisional commander. Sure. Oh, yeah, he was a wonderful chap, marvelous. at any rate, when we were going along, I tried to divert him away from this Lewis gun hut. Well, with that, it was something that I wanted to hide, and, of course, that's where he'd go. So we got going about 5 or 10 paces along toward it when... I start to explain to him about these Lewis guns, do you see? And I was shut right up immediately, do you see? Well, when we got about 10 yards from the hut, I got a little bit of wind up because I didn't want him to, in a sense, see what was there. And I said, we got 14 Lewis guns in there, sir. And with that, again, he shut me up, you see. So when he came into the Lewis gun hut, he started to count. 1, 2, 3, and he counted up to 14. And he turned to me and he said, you have 14 Lewis guns, Cooper. And I said, yes, sir, I said. And, oh, you talk about injured innocence, you see. And I spoke about Carr questioning my word about this thing. That I'd sent two wires up to them stating there are three, that I had 14 Lewis guns, and they didn't seem to believe me. So he turned to his ADCs, take a note of that. And he said, I'll take it up with Carr when I get back. They mustn't go over our heads. So that was it. You see, there were 14 Lewis guns there. Well, he stopped at 14. There were 56.